KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have mostly clear skies, 54 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy and windy today, a high of 81. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. There will be a red flag warning in effect for Cass and area counties beginning at 1 o'clock this afternoon and running until 7 p.m. this evening. Any fires that start will spread very rapidly and be very difficult to control. Outdoor burning is highly discouraged and should be avoided. Also, a wind advisory in effect for Cass and area counties from 1 p.m. today until 6 p.m. Winds will be out of the south at 15 to 30 miles per hour this morning, gusting up to 45 this afternoon. In the news this morning, a Cass County man was arrested Monday on child pornography charges. Atlantic police say 54-year-old Jimmy Meisner of Atlantic was arrested on a federal warrant for possession of child pornography, receipt of child pornography, and forfeiture. Meisner was brought to the Cass County Jail and later transferred to an undisclosed facility. Police in Red Oak made one arrest and issued two citations overnight Tuesday and early this morning. Officials say at around 8:25 p.m., an officer stopped a vehicle in the 2000 block of North 4th Street for having an expired registration tag. A passenger in the vehicle, 44-year-old Shelby Joanne Oliveras of Red Oak, was seen sitting next to an open container of alcohol. The woman admitted the container was hers. She was cited for open container and released from the scene. And just after midnight, Red Oak police arrested 27-year-old Derek Daniel Bergeson of Red Oak for having an animal at large in violation of city code. Bergeson was cited and released. His court date is pending. Audubon County Sheriff Todd Johnson Tuesday released details about an accident involving one of his deputies that took place Friday night. The sheriff says Deputy Sean Young and his canine partner Harry were on patrol in a 2012 Chevy Tahoe south of Exira on Lark Avenue when he heard a broadcast from Cass County about a fight occurring on Interstate 80 near mile marker 67. Since he wasn't too far away, Young proceeded toward the incident in case Cass County deputies needed assistance. The deputy contacted Audubon County's dispatch center by radio, asking the dispatcher to contact Cass County Communications to advise if deputies still needed assistance and if he needed to continue. 3 minutes later, Young called dispatch on his cell phone to advise that he just had an accident and needed immediate assistance because his canine was possibly deceased. Later, the deputy advised after radioing dispatch that he had been attempting to hang up his mic when the distraction caused him to miss the 20-mile-per-hour curve sign. Even though he was not traveling at a high rate of speed, Young was unable to negotiate the curve. The SUV went off the road and hit a field drive embankment. When Exira rescue personnel arrived on the scene, Young refused medical attention and insisted that they help his canine partner. At the same time, a Cass County deputy arrived and, seeing the condition of Harry, loaded the 6-year-old Belgian Treveran on his patrol vehicle for transport to Audubon Veterinary Clinic, where the staff was waiting. Young was then transported by Exira Rescue to Audubon County Hospital for treatment of possible leg, torso, and neck injuries. He was later released after tests were performed. Meanwhile, the Audubon County Vet Clinic staff worked tirelessly to stabilize Harry, and by Saturday morning, he was stable enough for them to begin an examination to determine the extent of his injuries. It was determined, however, that the dog's injuries were insurmountable, and euthanasia was the only humane choice to stop his suffering. The sheriff's office will hold a memorial service for canine Harry on Thursday, April 9th, beginning at 5 p.m. at the Audubon City Park Band Shelter stage. Everyone is welcome to attend. Sheriff Johnson says at one point or another, Harry has been cared for and lived with almost all of the deputies who serve Audubon County. He said Harry was not only a co-worker, but became family with our law enforcement family. He's been responsible for recovering more than 1/2 pound of crystal meth, or ice as it's called, 4 pounds of cocaine, 10 pounds of methamphetamine, a large amount of marijuana, and over $270,000 in drug money, as well as assisting in numerous drug arrests and convictions. Johnson says the sheriff's office plans to continue with its canine program at a later date. The accident remains under investigation by the Iowa State Patrol, followed by a review from the Audubon County Safety Committee. In the funeral announcements, B. Milholland, age 85, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday. Funeral services for B. Milholland will be today at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Phyllis Shear, age 89, of Coon Rapids and formerly of Baird, died Saturday. Funeral services for Phyllis Shear will be today at 10:30 at the Ascension Lutheran Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Baird has arrangements. Diane Schuler, age 83, of Harlan, died Saturday. Funeral services for Diane Schuler will be today at 11 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Carol Wallace Johnson, age 86, of Oakland, died Sunday. Funeral services for Carol Johnson will be today at 11:30 at the Recon Veith Funeral Home in Oakland. Helen Mullen, age 92, of Corning, died Saturday. Funeral services for Helen Mullen will be today at 1:30 at the Pearson Family Funeral Service in Corning. Richard Sorfonden, age 79, of Stewart, died Sunday. Memorial services for Richard Sorfonden will be held tomorrow at 1:30 at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart is in charge of the arrangements. Charlotte Neumeister Miller, age 76, of Red Oak, died Saturday. Funeral services for Charlotte Miller will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Oak Community Church in Rural Mills County. Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak has arrangements. Cecil Keller, age 84, of Greenfield, died Monday in Des Moines. Celebration of life services for Cecil Keller will be Friday at 2 o'clock, that is, at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Lorraine Hoig, age 92, of Exira, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Lorraine Hoig will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Molly Farrell, age 88, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Prayer services for Molly Farrell will be at noon on Saturday at the Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic. And Phyllis Piper, age 83, formerly of Des Moines and Greenfield, died Sunday in State Center. Graveside services for Phyllis Piper will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Greenfield Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.